Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome in to The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. Yes, indeed. And yes, it is a trash talking Tuesday. Woo-hoo! Rob Parker and Martin Weiss in for Mr. Chris Broussard. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live!
15 minutes could save you 15% on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote.
I'll write it and we'll do it live!
That's right, Bill. We are live! Pull that radio close to you today because Martin Weiss is filling in for Chris Broussard, who continues his vacation. Mr. Martin Weiss, how are you?
I'm doing well. You know, every time I hear that open, it just makes me feel like I mean, obviously, Chris is an accomplished journalist and great personality and great host, but I feel this pious level of responsibility that I need to really bring the takes today after hearing one guy spends his Sunday in the pews.
That's right. Hey, you better be ready, and I know you are. So we're going to dive into it. Of course, the NBA playoffs, day two, stuff is going on. A little later on, about 30 minutes, we're going to talk with Vincent Goodwill from Yahoo Sports. He's a senior NBA writer. We'll talk about the games that have been completed. We'll get into those games. Very interesting. Giannis and the Bucks in a hole. So how worried are Bucks fans? We'll get into that and much more. But first, let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew, because we wouldn't be able to do this fine radio program without them. Alex is our engineer. How about Rob G. off celebrating his birthday today? Alex, what is he now, 42 or 52?
I think he just turned 75, actually.
Is that what it is?
By the gray in his beard, I wouldn't doubt it.
Exactly.
And, you know, I just have something quick to say. I recently had a birthday yesterday and worked and went to school and just all the things I was supposed to do because it was a Monday and I'm an adult.
Yes, you did. And happy belated birthday a day late. But
well,
yes,
Rob G wanted to go get
birthday.
His free Benihana, so he had to take the day off.
I mean, seriously, what is he going around getting all this free samples?
That's
pretty
right.
Much.
Whatever it takes. Lee DeLapp is the producer today filling in. And Ralph Irvin is the update guy. He will keep us updated throughout the program. So we are in full effect. Everybody locked, loaded, ready to go. And Martin, let's start with the biggest game, I think, in the NBA playoffs and at least in the first round, the much talked about Lakers and Blazers. And people are just all over the place. A lot of people, because the Lakers just didn't look good in the bubble, despite them winning the Western Conference, despite all the good stuff they did during the regular season. The eight games in the bubble just didn't feel good. So now, and then, of course, the flip side is that the Blazers had to play their way in, and they won big games, and people are so excited, and Damian Lillard's been going off. He's the bubble superstar, MVP. Everybody's like, oh, wait a minute. We think there's going to be an upset. Upset alert. LeBron James and the Lakers are going down in the first round. A number one losing to an eight seed. Doesn't happen often in the NBA. It has happened. But this matchup, Martin, off the top, just your thoughts, because I don't see the upset that people are talking about. I expect the Lakers to win this series and move on. The Blazers, I'm not poo-pooing what they did. They just don't have enough. When I look at that team, who's guarding LeBron James? Carmelo Anthony, is that who's guarding LeBron?
According to some of the national analysts, that's what they'd like you to think. But, I mean, at the end of the day, the same person who's guarding LeBron James has been guarding LeBron for his whole career, whoever's standing in front of him. LeBron's pretty much going to do whatever he wants to do when he wants to do it on the basketball court. And I think most of the people who have criticisms of LeBron is because of his decision-making and not necessarily because of the defense that was in front of him. But I'd say overarchingly, looking at this series, it really depends on how you look at the bubble. If you look at the bubble as an extension of last year, or I obviously look at it as a new kind of thing, right? A new kind of quote unquote season. Why it's a lot kind of fair that people say this championship get an asterisk. But if you look at it as an extension of the season that was suspended on around St. Patrick's Day, then you would be like, there's no reason why you should think that this even should be close to a series, right? The Lakers were obviously much better than the Blazers were prior to the shutdown. But after the shutdown, in the eight or so nine games that played in the bubble, the Blazers have obviously played better than the Lakers have. But when you look at the heroic things that Damian Lillard's been doing on a basketball court, and then the teams that they've been beating, I still think the Lakers should take this in four, maybe five. And I think anything but is honestly an indictment on LeBron and the flip that he's supposed to be able to have switched since he started kind of load managing in Cleveland.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's talking about it. Even LeBron's giving Portland, you know, some credit, you know, talking about that this isn't your usual one versus eight. And giving him respect. I understand he has respect for Damian Lillard and Carmelo Anthony. So he's not trying to say that they're hot garbage or anything like that.
I mean, my question is, like, so on a normal one versus eight, does the eighth seed just have nobody on the team that can play? This isn't the Eastern Conference anymore, LeBron. Like, and as we just saw in the Eastern Conference, who would you say the Orlando Magic have on their team? DJ Augustine? I played against him in high school. He's 30 years, I know he's 31 years old, and he just went to town on the one seed. So what exactly is a typical number eight seed? I don't get that. The Lakers.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a way of trying to give them some respect by saying, like, oh, he didn't say, like, we got to watch out, but that's what he was insinuating. That this isn't your usual or easy four-game sweep, or they're not going to take them lightly. But the bigger picture, Martin, and so we're basically on the same page here because I think it'll be five games. Portland, I've seen the act before. Last year they got to the Western Conference Finals and got swept out of it in four games. If you remember Game 7 against Denver to get to the Western Conference Finals, Damian Lillard shot 3 for 17 in that big spot. I'm just not convinced that he's going to be that guy who is able to elevate his team to win this kind of an upset, because it would be earth-shaking and earth-shattering if Portland and Damian Lillard were able to beat the Lakers, especially here in the first round, considering how well they played. And I know the Lakers don't have their full squad, and Avery Bradley's not there, and Rondo, and they got a couple of guys off the corner store, and the guys standing in front of the corner store.
If it's 2020, it's two. If you're depending in this year, if you're depending on Avery Bradley and Rajon Rondo, it's not 2008. Like I understand that those guys are valuable players, and like now you kind of have the Deion Waiters, J.R. Smith experiment in replacement of those guys in the rotation. But at the end of the day, if I told you in a regular year, I should make it a regular year because I can't even think of what time and month and what day it is now. But if I told you on January 1st of a standard basketball season, you have LeBron James, you have Anthony Davis, and you have another guy who's 7 feet tall and two guys that can handle the ball, you should feel like you have a chance at winning a title. Like, you should feel like you have a very good chance of winning the title. And that team dominated the Western Conference up until the shutdown. So
right.
I just feel like – And I want to give LeBron credit, because I think that it's a little unfair to just automatically, because after they missed the playoffs last year, say his reign is over, his reign is done, he's no longer the best. But I do think that if this is any type of series, if this series is any type of problem, rather, I think it's going to have to be an indictment on LeBron and his ability. Like back when he was taking those, like when Indiana won a couple game ones, even in the early in the series is later in his time in Cleveland, you could kind of tell LeBron was playing with his food. Like Victor Oladipo was not standing up to LeBron in a 7-game series. Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown were not standing up to LeBron in 7-game series. That LeBron, you haven't really seen it in Los Angeles. Now, he got hurt. He wasn't really bought in with the team and all the rookies that they ended up trading to New Orleans, all the young players that traded to New Orleans. But this year, this team, this is the team he's supposed to have been bought in on. This is the team that he's supposed – if there's a switch to flip, he needs to flip it, and it needs to happen now. This is when Zero Dark 23-30, where he deletes Twitter and Instagram and no longer does all the social media stuff. This is when King James needs to come back. And if he's not able to, I think you really got to look at your hierarchy of NBA players.
Now here's the big question, too, when you think about this, is the legacy question. Because I do believe this is his best last chance. Next year is year 18. I know everybody thinks he's going to play the same his entire career until he hangs it up. It doesn't work like that. Father Time is undefeated. And I look at LeBron and I think he's got to win this one. He got Anthony Davis to come along over to L.A. He put together and won the West. He played. He led in assists. You know, he upped his game. He did what he had to do and put them in position. Even Vegas made them the favorites, not based on roster, but just betting money. People have them as the favorite, or they started out. I think the Clippers now are the favorites, but they started out in Vegas as the favorites, and they lived up to all the expectations, all the hype of having LeBron and Anthony Davis, say, two of the top three or four players in the league on one team, right? So they were expected to compete and win. And if they don't win, Martin, I mean, I think people will look and go, this is it for LeBron, and it won't look good, because it'll probably mean that LeBron's time will have come and gone in L.A. without him winning a championship. And so many great players who have come to the Lakers have all just about all of them have, cashed in on a championship. And I don't know. If you're waiting till next year or the year after with Kyrie and KD being healthy in Brooklyn and Golden State bouncing back, and you start looking around at some of these other teams like Denver, you know, getting more experience, and Dallas.
Denver. And no, Luka's a killer.
Right. And you start looking at all these other teams, is what I'm saying is, I don't know if you can look and honestly be like, oh, if they don't win this year, they're going to win next year. I don't think that's right. That's even on the table.
No, I would say, and I think that LeBron hasn't really been there since he's gotten to L.A. honestly. And I think that his, I think the team around him has afforded him a lot of abilities. Not to say that he's not a great player, but the team around him, he's kind of surrounded by guys who have a lot of experience, a lot of championship play, a lot of players who have played deep playoff runs, gone on championship runs. Really, the question mark on the team is Kyle Kuzma, right? Because he's the, like kind of the guy who, quote, hasn't done it before. Well, the big one, Anthony Davis, obviously. But Kyle Kuzma was the one that you're like, can we depend on Kuzma in the clutch, right? And then, of course, it was all decided when he hit a game-winning three against Denver's backups, I suppose. But in terms of LeBron having to win a title this year, I think it has to happen now because you saw what happened in Golden State after he got his first one, right? I mean, after Golden State got their first one and Kyrie got hurt and Kevin Love got hurt, LeBron's like, okay, we're going to go right back to this thing. We're going to line this thing right back up. Let's re-sign Tristan Thompson. Let's re-sign J.R. Smith. And then all of a sudden, the salary cap changes and Kevin Durant is able to go and join Golden State. You got to get this one right now because you're the one seed and you understand what this tournament is, even though it's in the bubble and it's different than everything normally looks in the NBA. You understand all the parameters as they exist right here, right now. You can't talk about what's going to happen next season because you don't know what next season is going to look like, even schedule-wise, much less who's going to be on what team, who's going to be healthy on your team. This, you got to get it this year because you got the one seed, and that's supposed to mean something. That's supposed to matter or something.
No doubt. So this is a big year for LeBron and AD. There's all kinds of stuff out there, but mostly on LeBron, because if he does win, I think you look at it and say, well, he won again. That'll be three times, three different franchises. It might not put him still enough to pass Michael Jordan, but definitely it would enhance his resume. And if it doesn't happen, it will be another failed opportunity, and people will wonder what happened. How come that the Lakers didn't win when they won the West and put together such a great season? All right, our telephone number, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. And what do you guys think? Does LeBron have to win a title this season? Does he have to get it or not? Or does he have more time? We want to hear from you. It is the Odd Couple, Rob Parker, Martin Weiss in for Chris Broussard on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay,
America.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free. to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fox Sports Radio, Rob Parker, Martin Weiss in for Chris Broussard. Is on a little vacay this week, and it's a Trash Talking Tuesday. Don't forget, in the final hour, your chance to trash anyone, anything in the world of sports. And did you know, right now, GEICO is offering 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. That's right, 15% on top of what GEICO could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Visit geico.com to learn more. All right, 877-99 on Fox is the phone number. We want to hear from you. Does LeBron have to win a championship this year? Or is it being overstated? Does he have many more years to be able to add another championship or two? Or are we being too caught up as prisoners of the moment? We definitely want to hear from you. Martin, we got some calls?
Yeah, let's go to GW and Cincy. You're on the Odd Couple.
What's going on, Martin and Rob? Appreciate you guys taking my call.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, guys, mark this down as another example of why Giannis Antetokounmpo will never be the face of the
NBA.
Wait.
We're not talking about that right now.
I know. But my point is, Rob, is that okay. He loses his first game in the playoffs, and this is back-to-back MVPs. This is the reason why you're talking about LeBron on back-to-back days. You ask the question, Martin, is this his one and only chance? No, I actually think he has another chance. Because actually, when you think about it, what did he average? 27, 10, and 8 this year? Let's say next year he averaged 25, 8, and 8. That's a career year for a lot of guys. So
yeah,
no,
but if but wait a minute, GW. He had the best team in the Western Conference. If they lose and don't get to the championship, you think he's going to win next year?
Anthony Davis will be 1 year better, 1 year tougher mentally. They'll get the players back that they're missing right now in the bubble. But I actually believe that they can win this year, Rob. So that's when, but again, he has more years going for him.
I don't think the idea that Anthony Davis is going to get one more year of Anthony Davis, he's going to improve mentally. I think Anthony Davis is who he is, and he's the guy who's going to walk into the locker room and say, I don't know where I got that. That's all folks' shirt. Like, I don't see where, like.
Thanks, GW.
I think Anthony Davis is kind of who he is, and I think that if, when you see it, like when LeBron doesn't.
He didn't get here yesterday. He's been in the league for 7 years.
Well, you see it when LeBron's out of the game, or when LeBron sits or whatever, they turn into the Los Angeles Pelicans. Right? Like, I'm not saying that they have better players than the Pelicans did, but that team is not. Anthony Davis can go score for 40 and 20, and the Lakers lose, and you'd be like, well, what happened? Oh, it was LeBron. Let's go to Tony in D.C. You're on the Odd Couple.
Fellas, what's going on? Nice to hear and talk to you guys once again.
What's going on, brother?
Hey, I'm with you, Rob. This is make or break for LeBron. Because, like you said, Father Time is undefeated, and next year, Denver's a year better. Portland is going to be a year better. Dallas, Houston. Isn't AD a free agent after this year? What if AD's like, hey, this guy's a year older. I don't want to be, like my man just said, New Orleans West.
You mean
so
like, you mean like when LeBron,
guys my age.
You mean when like LeBron left Dwayne Wade because he was old? Remember he left him in Miami?
Yeah, so this is it. If they don't win it this year, and then the Clippers – Those guys are still in their prime. We're not even talking about them.
I didn't even mention them when I talked about, right, KD and Kyrie and also the revamped Warriors and some of these other teams. There'll be a lot of competition to try to win next year.
Yeah. So it's make or break. Do or die.
All right. The other thing about LeBron. Thanks for the call, Tony. The other thing about LeBron too is the thing that he's and the previous caller, GW, made the point. Let's say LeBron scores 3-4 points less a game next year. Has 2 or 3 less assists. LeBron throughout his career has been a sit down defender up until maybe the last 2 or 3 years. A guy who is gonna score you, gonna get you a triple double on the offensive end, and then also guard your one of your best players on the defensive end. As this goes forward, these younger guys, like, do you think that LeBron, like, let's say, all right, you want to talk about a regular 8 seed? Let's say, hypothetically speaking, that the Phoenix Suns had gotten into the 8 seed instead of the Portland Trail Blazers. Do you think LeBron could stick with Devin Booker for 40 minutes?
No, not the same pace.
Not at the same pace.
This is year 17. Definitely not. 877-99 on Fox is our number.
All right, Max in Georgia, you're on the Odd Couple.
Hey, gentlemen, pleasure talking to you. This is a funny thing for me because I look at it and I say, how can you keep going? You've got to be so desperate. You are so thirsty this year. This is the year. Your health is going. You've got a sore groin that comes up every time you have a bad game, every time you slack off on defense, right? So that's going to keep coming back whether it's legitimate or not. That injury will come back. His athletic superiority has been disappearing over the years, just like his hairline. And so when I look at him, I say, this is the year. You've got the bubble. You've got the calm. You've got the meditation app, LeBron. You've got the same places you practice, you play. His problem is he doesn't have spots on the floor like other guys, so he can't get a shot without a pick. He's got to learn to get some spots. If he doesn't do that, this is going to be – and one quick thing. Why do we keep saying they don't have anything for LeBron? What are they going to do with Dame and CJ? What are they going to do? They got somebody that can guard those guys.
So Max, hold on, Max. So you're telling me you got Portland in the upset? Is that what you're saying?
I'm sticking with that, LeBron. I mean, I'm sticking with it, Rob. Yes, sir.
All right. We'll remember that. Man. I got it.
Hey, Rob, playoff mode activated, baby. Let's go.
I got you.
As appreciative as I am about playoff Dame and Dame in the bubble and Dame like, no, I'm not. I came here for no prisoners. I think what Max was saying makes a lot of sense, and I alluded to it in the first segment, but LeBron doesn't have to travel. He doesn't have to, like, there's a lot of negatives that come with the bubble, but one big positive is all you got to do there is play basketball. Like, you got to don't worry about anything else. And everything else, I feel like, is the stuff that as you get older, you hear about guys who used to play football, that it wasn't the games, it was going to the meetings. It was the in and out, the day to day.
Right.
Well, so that rhythm is broken now for LeBron. I think it's an exciting experiment.
All right, let's squeeze one more in.
Let's go to Marty in Kentucky. You're on the Odd Couple.
Hey, fellas, I'll cut to my points. I know you're running out of time. I feel LeBron does not have to prove anything by winning a championship this year. At the age of 35, he went to the point guard position, led the league in assists. He's probably going to be second in All-Star votings.
MVP?
I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right, Rob. I mean MVP. That's an addition to his legacy. But the only problem is he's chasing the ghost of Michael Jordan. And his fan base, the Nick Wright types out there in the world that want to put him on Jordan's level, this is important to them for him to win this championship. And only in the chase of Michael Jordan's ghost
and you
is
know,
it important.
Marty, you're 100% right because all those people, what in the world will they say if they don't win? Do you know what I mean? Like what would be your argument going forward saying LeBron had the best team in the West, he got Anthony Davis, and he didn't win. Now what would be your argument? Wait a minute, Rondo didn't play, or Rondo was hurt, or Avery Bradley opted out. You can't use that. So I think you're right. This is going to be important for those people who have LeBron and Michael Jordan's class. All right, another game that's going on right now, Rockets taking on the Thunder. Let's talk about that and everything else from the bubble with Vince Goodwill from Yahoo Sports.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com.
And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it is The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker, Martin Weiss in for Chris Broussard, coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. It's easy to save 15% or more on your car insurance with Geico. Go to geico.com or call 800-947-AUTO. The only hard part is figuring out which way is easier. One of our favorite guests on the program, Vincent Goodwill, of course, of Yahoo Sports. He's a senior NBA writer. His Twitter is at Vince Goodwill. Vinny, welcome to the show, Vinny.
Rob, how you doing, man?
Doing good. Did you say hi to Martin?
Hey, what's up? I didn't even know Martin was online. Hey, Martin.
What's going on, Vinny, man? How you doing?
Doing all.
You have made it to the big time now.
Listen, hey, some type of time, if I'm here working with Rob Parker, right? It's some type of time, that's for sure.
Unbelievable. So, Vinny, let's go. Playoffs. Giannis, what happened? Stinky, awful, bad game. No one's saying that they're going to lose the series. Teams lose game one all the time. Sometimes they're not ready. They think it's easier than it is. But what happened to Milwaukee today, Vinny?
It looked like a continuation of last year in the Eastern Conference Finals against Toronto, where they didn't look like a team that was ready, you know, for the adjustments. And not necessarily the adjustments of a playoff series, but just a team adjusting to how they play. And Giannis didn't play a bad game. He had 31-17-7. Like, I don't think anybody, not even the skeptic of Rob Parker, would say that that was a bad game. But he didn't have the effect because right. they were playing from behind all game. And I think what it is there's a lot of pressure on this team that did not happen last year. Even when they blew a 2-0 lead, nobody expected them to go to the finals and to beat Golden State. So when they lost it, they were kind of playing with house money. Now this year, there's the expectation that not only do you go to the finals, but there's an expectation that they win.
Now, I'm sitting there watching Oklahoma City and Houston play, and when you were talking about it, making the adjustments kind of like how they play, how much does Giannis not being a guy that can – quote, get his own shot the way that we think of a guy getting his own shot. Obviously, Giannis can get to the rim almost at will, but he's not going to step back and hit a three like most of the guys who are the primary dominant ball handlers on their team can and will in clutch situations. How much of that affects Milwaukee down the stretch or just in playoff situations where it gets a little bit tighter?
It affects him a lot. It's almost like, you know, you might be a little young for this, Martin, but Back when Mike Tyson was Mike Tyson, he never needed a counterpunch because that first punch knocked you out.
That's right.
But when someone stood up to him and he had to box, that's when you start to see the flaws. That's the sort of the same thing, not necessarily with the Bucks, but with Giannis himself, is that he can strong arm you, he can get by you, his length, his quickness, you know, his physical gifts. Nobody's really going to be able to stay in front of him. But when someone backs off of him, or if someone is strong enough, not even necessarily on Orlando, take somebody like Bam Adebayo with the Miami Heat, who can be just as strong and just as long, then you got to go to a counterpunch. He's never had to develop a counterpunch yet, and that's where we're seeing some of these problems now. And let's be honest, folks, he doesn't have a coach that's putting him in these proper positions to sort of mask these ills. They don't have a team where a secondary guy can just sort of get his own shot outside of the framework of the offense. Chris Middleton comes close, but he's still, I won't say limited, but he isn't a break-you-down type of guy. He's very efficient, but he's not going to strike fear into anybody with the shot clock, you know, down to five and Giannis is standing off in a corner somewhere. So just the structure and the framework of their team leads to a very high but a very hard ceiling where I don't know if they can play better as much as they can just do what they do a little bit better, and maybe that's good enough.
Our guest here on the iCouple is Vincent Goodwill from Yahoo Sports, senior NBA writer. Vinny, Miami took care of Indiana, 113-101, and Jimmy Butler, 28 points, big night, big day for him. Miami, a lot of people like that team. Where are you on Miami? Can they win the Eastern Conference?
Yes, they can, and I'm high on Miami. I think I didn't pick Miami to win the series because I'm a coward. But I would not be surprised if Miami beat Milwaukee in the second round. Like, I am on Eric Spoelstra. I'm huge on Jimmy Butler being, you know, the type of, lack of a better phrase, hard ass that can, you know, sort of gangster a series in a way, especially against a team like the Bucks, should they match up. When to me, guys, when I talk about playoff basketball, we're talking about coaching, we're talking about adjustments. And how well can your best player elevate his game outside of the framework of what you normally do in 82 games? To me, that's a guy like Jimmy Butler. To me, that's a team like the Miami Heat because they can morph into a different type of team every night. The Bucks are going to be who they are. And as long as Miami stays healthy, which is a big if, you had Gordon Hayward going down, you had Ben Simmons going down, there's going to be injuries that play through this, guys. So my question is going to be, as long as they stay healthy, I would not be surprised to see the Miami Heat be the NBA finalists in the Eastern Conference.
Okay, now I'll tell you, and to that point of staying healthy, when Jimmy Butler went down and was rubbing his wrist after driving to the basket, I was like, oh, come on, you got to be kidding me. But obviously wasn't a problem. But do you think that Miami is that much better than Toronto? And I get that they have, like, Toronto doesn't necessarily have, like, the Jimmy Butler kind of guy you – count on like down the stretch. But as I was thinking about it today and watching the game today, I'm watching Jimmy and playing. I'm like, he's got fire in his eyes and smoke coming out of his ears. Like, he's definitely locked in and ready to play. But he's kind of a step below in terms of the shot creators that we kind of think about when we think about guys who are really getting their shots off in the playoffs in clutch times, I'd think. So what do you think about Toronto and their ability to – because I think it comes down to Toronto and Miami in the East.
Well, Toronto doesn't have anybody, any supreme shot creators either. I mean, they have Pascal Siakam, who is kind of this ultimate Swiss Army knife, but we don't consider him a spread-out 1-4 get-your-own-shot type of player. You don't even consider, you know, Kyle Lowry that type of player. We had questions about Kyle Lowry until last year when Kawhi Leonard came on his team, and all of a sudden Kyle Lowry became a different player. Like, he's still the same guy. I don't say it in a negative way, but Kyle Lowry isn't the guy that you're going to say, Kyle Lowry, take us home. He's still barely 6 feet tall. And not to shade anybody who's 6 feet tall, but you're 6 feet tall. There's a limit to so much you can do unless you're of the, you know, like an Isaiah Thomas type of special, special player, and not the 5'9 Isaiah Thomas, the real Isaiah Thomas. Kyle Lowry's not that guy. He's a very solid player. He's a complimentary player, but Toronto doesn't have that number one guy either. And if we're talking about, once again, adjustments, coaching, Nick Nurse and Eric Spoelstra are kind of cut from the same cloth. And I didn't expect Nick Nurse last year to turn into a championship coach. I thought he'd do a bunch of stuff against the wall, found some stuff that stuck, and developed into a great coach this year, because sometimes winning the championship makes you great.
All right, Vinny, the marquee game. Everybody's been talking about it. Upset special. Oh, my God. The Trailblazers are going to upset the Lakers. Where are you? That game starts at 9 p.m. Eastern. Where are you on that game? Who's winning? And who's winning the series?
Let's be realistic here. We are trying to make drama out of whatever because we need drama. And Damian Lillard is a great story because of his background, because of staying with the Trailblazers and everything else. But they had to get into the playoffs by the skin of their chinny chin chin. They're an under 500 team, and I don't see anything beyond them stealing a game. Damian Lillard can get you a game, much in the way that Allen Iverson could get you a game, much in the way, you know, one of those players who can explode and get you 50 on a given night. But you're talking about getting four? As flawed as the Lakers are, and I believe that the Lakers are flawed outside of LeBron and Anthony Davis, and maybe even with LeBron and Anthony Davis, you got to show me a lot more than what the Blazers have and what the Blazers are lacking to say upset city. Upset may be a game. If this is the NCAA tournament, all right, cool. But this is the NBA playoffs where you got to win 4 out of 7. They're not winning 4 out of 7.
I'm with you. I think the hype for the Trailblazers has been unbelievable. I know the Lakers haven't looked good in the bubble, but I'm not buying it. Hey, Vinny, thanks for your knowledge as always. Vincent Goodwill from Yahoo Sports, of course, a senior NBA writer. Vinny, we'll see you down the road. Thanks, buddy.
Hey, you guys be safe.
All right. All right. The UNC campus has been hit hard by the coronavirus. Is an empty campus a good thing or a bad thing for North Carolina football? We'll discuss that coming up next. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio on a Trash Talking Tuesday. Rob Parker, Martin Weiss in for Chris Broussard. Stick and stay,
America.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Fox Sports Radio on a Trash Talking Tuesday. Rob Parker and Martin Weiss in for Chris Broussard, who's on a little vacay this week. He'll be back on Monday. And Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief works fast and you won't stink. It's pharmacist-recommended odor-free pain relief for muscle pain, backaches, strains, sprains, even arthritis. There is no stinging or burning involved. It's a simple pain relief. Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief works fast, and you won't stink. Martin, we knew this would happen when kids started going back to college. And at North Carolina, you know, there was an outbreak, a massive outbreak, so big, in fact, that the school has gone from kids going back to classes to online. But somehow, some way, you would think, oh, my God, okay, here's the reason why playing football this year and having kids on campus isn't a good idea. But, of course, it was spun a different way by North Carolina. What do you make of the comments coming from North Carolina?
Well, Mac Brown, I agree with his comments of saying that, you know, if anything, this makes it safer for his football team because, well, first of all, period, stop. I think it's a bad idea to play college football this year. All right, so now that that's on the table and on the floor and just understood, I can continue. Now, because we're continuing on with this, the idea, the part of the reason why it's a bad idea to play college football is because college athletes are not necessarily as isolated as one would think from the rest of the student body population. There is a level of isolation, but, I mean, I went to a big box school. I went to University of Michigan. I had classes with guys who were playing on Saturdays. It's just the way that my schedule was and their schedules were. So, but I also wasn't beholden to any of the other things that a football player's schedule was. So, like, I didn't have to get up and work out before class. If I went to class and had a few drinks beforehand because it was St. Patrick's Day, nobody was going to be mad at me, whereas the football players would have gotten in all types of trouble. Right? So, with North Carolina decided to send all the students home, I think that Mac Brown is right in that it's only going to make his football team safer because the football team are the people that are going – if there are going to be people on the college campus that follow the rules, they're going to be the people that have something to lose. If the people that have something to lose outside of, obviously, your life and vitality and so on and so forth, the people that have something to lose are the college football players in their season.
Yeah, but Mac Brown and you are missing one thing. If you're sending the students home, the football players are students. Why aren't they going home?
No.
That doesn't make any sense.
That's why we shouldn't be playing in the first place, because employees of the university.
This is my point. I mean, the gall, the audacity. No, for the safety of the students, we're sending all the students home. But football players, you're not students. You're money makers for the university.
Okay,
you got to stay. You got to stay and play. No, they're a part of the student body. They play football, but they're students first. If it's not safe for the students to be on campus, football players shouldn't be there either. I don't get why people think that it's okay to separate the football team from the rest of the student body. It doesn't make sense.
I don't think anybody thinks it's okay. I think that it's all just the wool over everybody else's eyes. I think that it's all the sham, and that's what coronavirus has shown in a lot of different organizations, not just football or college football, for example, but like the reason why this is a thing is because they're not students. They're football players first, second, and third, and then fourth. They may get a degree if that's really truly what they're interested in doing, and they have the opportunity to do so. Because sometimes those two things are not necessarily in concert. But make no mistake, this has nothing to do with the football players like studying for world history. This is because the football players are employees of the university who don't get paid. That's also the reason why that like those guys would be getting coronavirus tested when I wouldn't be as a regular student. That's why it's safer now. There aren't students there. It's a catch-22 or it's hypocrisy or whatever the word is. But I don't want you to think that I don't misrepresent the idea that this is somehow fair for college football players. This is just where we are now.
I just think it's preposterous. I just these guys who have pulled them separate and somehow have elevated them to better than everybody else. And I'm talking about Division II and Division III. They are the ones who got the season pulled from them. Ivy League's got the season pulled from them. Everybody else, except for Division I football students who NCAA, they stopped the tournaments, right? They stopped the conference tournaments for the coronavirus. But Division I football that makes money, they're the ones that get to stick around. I mean, it's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. But there you go. Even at North Carolina, it's a sham. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Fernando Tatis, we're going to dive into that next. Stick and stay, America.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at King's Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at King's Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.